The episode you're about to listen to is from an unreleased episode of an earlier incarnation of the Away Team. These were Adam and I's first impressions of Star Trek Discovery back in 2017. There may be issues with events and future events within the show, but this hasn't been heard since it was deleted from the internet back in 2018. Sit back and enjoy.
Captain Archer of the battlecruiser Enterprise.
This is Captain James Kirk of the USS Enterprise.
This is Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Enterprise.
This is Captain Sisko of the USS Defiant.
My name is Catherine Janeway.
Prune juice, chill.
Welcome to the Away Team, a Star Trek podcast. A podcast that is designed to comment and critique each episode of Star Trek in canonical order, with a bit of a twist.
Funny thing is, if it was NASA, they wouldn't have fucking. No one would have known.
Yeah, because they keep secrets like that really well.
SpaceX is the hot commodity right now.
Well, see, here's my thing. So, you know, like, conspiracy theories are all about, you know, oh, the Earth is flat. NASA's trying to, you know, silence them or whatever. Would they really be able to do that with, like, you know, Elon Musk or these privateers that are trying to get us to the moon and shit like that? Wouldn't that kind of fuck their shit up?
Yeah. But, I don't know. I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Wait, what do I mean?
Because I'm like, wait, what?
No, you're forgetting a major point.
What's that?
It doesn't matter what evidence you show.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's the desire for there to be a conspiracy is the reason why there's a conspiracy, not because there's holes in the argument.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Flatter. We have someone at work who's a flat earther.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, legit. I'm like, people like you really exist outside the internet?
you and girls that don't give blowjobs. I mean, I just have real difficult time thinking right. That you guys exist.
Oh, my God. I should have said that today. Because I was talking to my friend who's a girl, and she's like, he believes what? And it's like, he believes the earth is flat. And she goes, the earth's not flat. She's like, right? The earth's not flat, right? I'm like, oh no, it's a fucking flat.
It's like, I'm going with what I think, but that's true, right? Like, I need confirmation.
I said, of course it's not flat. It's a fucking triangle. Stupid.
No, it's hollow. Don't you get it?
Oh, shit. And it's Land of the Lost in the middle of it. Right. My God. Why can't things just be simple? We're on a big fucking rock that's round. It's not even fully round. It's like a weird egg shape.
That's what you go as you go, it's not flat. It's Asgard.
Oh, shit.
Blow some people's minds.
There'd be someone in the crowd who would go, oh. Like, oh, fuck.
And that's the person that suddenly puts on the Loki helmet. You're like, oh, fuck.
And then, like, no, we just bullshit. And then real sad, he fucking takes it off all slow. Like, bullshit.
Y'all play too fucking much. That's the problem. Playing with my fucking emotions and shit.
You guys have no regard for other people's feelings. Runs off.
I'm going to start a podcast and talk about how y'all fucked up.
Sign up for my Patreon. You can hear.
Like I said today.
Oh, my God. Fucking asshole. So I forget what you said, but you were just talking some shit. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Because you were talking about going into work earlier or something like that. You're changing your schedule. And I can't remember exactly why I did that. So, yeah. Oh, man. If I could find that on my phone real quick. But.
And then he was like, he says to flip a table app. That's it. We started a Patreon. I was like, get the fuck out of here. sent that and I laughed and I was fucking at my boss's desk. And I was like,
oh no, because you were talking about how you'd be able to get a ride to work. And I was saying, not taking the bus anymore. You're like, nah, if I miss it, you know, I miss, oh, you were talking about missing your kids too much. And I called you a pussy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you don't even go anywhere.
I was at my boss's desk and I laugh loud and she looks at me and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. My friend sent me texts. She's like, I'm not angry at your friend. I'm a little disappointed that you're walking around with your phone right now when you have work to do. And I'm like, ain't no work to do. You know that. It got slow for like 2 hours.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to our Star Trek Discovery recap and review series of the new episodes of CBS All Access. I'm Stephen Vargas.
I'm Adam Riley.
So, so we finally hit the wrap-up episode for the Mirror Universe. That's been going on for 3 episodes now, good 3-episode story arc, past this prologue. But before we go into that, we got to touch on some science here real quick.
Yeah.
We normally record these episodes on Sunday, but if you've listened to the first podcast on Monday, you know that we were unable to record, so we actually had to spread it out over a couple of nights. So this is Tuesday that we're actually recording this episode, and otherwise we would have talked about it next week, but the SpaceX launch today.
Yeah, motherfucker.
If you're a Star Trek fan, this is something you should have been excited for. If not, you're what's wrong with the world.
Listen, skip the bullshit. My favorite part of the fucking launch is when they fucking landed those 2 rockets at the same motherfucking time. That image was perfect. I want that to be my background image on my computer. Like, it was just – and I'm not talking about a still image. I want the video of them just in a loop, just landing. Shoo, shoo. So fucking sexy, dude.
I mean, that rocket was so fucking huge. I literally felt it through the TV.
Yeah.
That's kind of how big it was. When I'm watching, I'm
slightly larger than my penis. Slightly.
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 But somebody had said, like, oh, the SpaceX launch. Wait, is Dr. Evil in that? Stupid. But it was like it was actually really cool to watch that, because I grew up, you know, watching the space shuttle launches. Anytime it were televised, I was watching it. And, you know, if I had the internet back then, oh, you know, I would have been Googling, like, where's the launch? When's the launch? You know, and watching the landings. Especially here, because in L.A., you know, we have Edwards Air Force Base, where the shuttle would usually land here. And because, I mean, it's out in, like, just a little bit above Palmdale, you would hear the sonic boom here. And
you said it incorrectly.
Oh yeah, sonic boom.
Sonic boom. Oh, you can't say that without saying it like Street Fighter. Sonic boom. I'm watching the live feed from Starman, and it's so fucking great, because so they have this camera and you can check. I actually added it to the show notes, you can go to lazygeeks.com and check it out. Live feed of fucking Starman, and it's like right behind his head. It's just a suit, and it's actually, the slick thing is it's their new suit.
Oh right, yeah.
And then he's got his hands on the steering wheel, and then in this dash screen it says "Don't panic," right. Which fucking, I was laughing to tears when I saw it. Like, I was like, finally a nerd,
right?
Like a pop culture nerd is doing some shit. Like, right. It was just fucking crazy. This car's just spinning in space. Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious too, because, like, you know, people, some people on those on the geek sites are going, fucking Elon Musk, dude, he's a total fucking troll. You know, yeah. I was like, yeah, because, you know, he did the launch. He could have just done a, you know, prop little satellite. No, fuck it. This is like the best ad for Tesla, like,
right,
ever.
The only car in space, or the car's performance is out of this world. It's endless.
Yeah,
it's fucking endless.
You're gonna see at the end of the next Tesla commercial, you're just gonna see it floating.
In space. Hey, this Roadster looks smooth too. I don't think I've seen inside the Roadster.
And keep in mind that all the stuff that was used to build this rocket was all found in Elon Musk's backyard.
No, it's found in his junk drawer in the fucking kitchen. Right, that drawer right next to the fridge.
Yeah, the one that you have all these like random things in. You don't know. Like, why do I have a paper towel cork in here? I don't understand.
Hey, not for nothing. You know, the earth looks mighty round in this video. I'm just saying. It's kind of cool because the car's kind of slowly spinning. So the earth kind of comes into view and then leaves. Bye. I wonder if they added like solar panels to it or something to keep the battery up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. But
I'm sure the car isn't running. But that's the crazy thing is the car could be running.
You see, because it doesn't... in the middle of the shot, the low fuel light start clicking and blinking on fucking dash.
Dude, I wonder
The high beams when it goes into passes the Terminator into night, the high beams come on the car.
Could he get satellite radio up there?
Oh, right. Yeah. He should get probably good reception. Probably not,
because behind them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was going to say he should get good reception if he's like right next to it.
Dude, imagine if he's in front of the satellites, he'd get the best. Like the fucking satellite radio would be like 8 million bars. Like no atmosphere to go through, nothing. And it still fucking skips. Motherfuck. This is so fucking cool. And it gave me an idea. And you know, I'm not fucking Elon Musk, but I was like, you know what he could do is he could make like one of those giga charging things that he makes.
Oh, right.
But like an automated one, kind of like a Roomba uses and send that to Mars. Right. Drop that shit on there. Have like 8 charging stations and then have, 8, like Teslas that are fucking kitted out with like all the scientific instruments and, you know, it's a different kind of Tesla. And then no one's got to sit in it. So it can just be batteries. So it can go farther and then have it like a Tesla or have it like a Roomba where it goes back and recharges itself.
Mm.
See?
Then when they set that up, they put the satellite and then they just basically have the soundtrack to The Martian. Playing 24/7.
I'm telling you.
And then when you wake up in the morning, you wake up to
I'm a rich baby. What? What? I'm a bee.
And it shows Elon Musk's face on there.
What are they showing me now? So is this in permanent orbit?
I don't know I don't know.
That orbit looks mighty deep. Like it's going far because they're showing some images of where it is and stuff.
It'll be funny. It's probably his, you know, that's his Tesla. So you know it's probably like, you know what, let's use the one that I use for leap year.
Right. Yeah. Right. Listen, when you not only own but founded the company, you can have as many fucking cars as you want. Oh shit, they got a camera going on the front too. This motherfucker, they got the suit arm on the fucking window, bro. Like he's just chilling. I'm losing my fucking mind. It looks like a legit dude. Like I'm waiting for the head to turn. I swear to God, I'd pass out if the head just kind of went, what up? They should have put some animatronics in this shit. He's just looking around. I don't think he's ever going to get anywhere.
Not at that speed.
He's going pretty fucking fast. That's now the fastest Tesla ever. Right. But it's kind of crazy because I was like, this kind of crazy. It's the first automobile in space.
Yeah.
You know. And then my friend was like, well, NASA put the rope. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. Just stop. Those fucking dune buggies they made on the moon don't count.
Right.
It's like a straight up kind of racing seats in it and shit. You even got side mirrors. You don't need that.
You know what?
It's a street legal ride.
You know what actually be pretty awesome is if, you know, because Elon Musk is a total nerd, you'd have Chewie sitting on the side.
Oh, that'd be great. They should have did something, put something in the passenger seat. He's just
or no, no. You put the green Orion slave girl next to him.
Yeah, like get one of those fucking real sex dolls and just paint it green.
Right, have it next to him.
He could have did that shit. It's a missed opportunity. That's all I'm saying. But this is great. If you guys, the live feed's cool to just kind of have up while you're goofing off.
Yeah, it's really cool too, because it's like the way it rotates. You see it rotate, and there's nothing. Then it rotates, and there's the fucking Earth right there. You're kind of like, oh.
And the live feed is actually I'm sorry, it's not a live feed. It's 4.5 hours, and you can fast forward. So they had a live feed. I thought it was live right now, and there's a bunch of different views. And then the sun sets, and oh, this is great. Don't panic.
What does it say? Yeah. What is that? 1701? What? but it's really cool. Yeah, the link's in the show notes. So, it's fun if you're a science nerd or you love space travel, and if you love Star Trek, most likely you love space travel. So that's kind of why I thought it'd be good.
It's also fun if you're not a soulless fucking piece of shit. Okay. Fuck all that bullshit. Sick of this shit.
Okay, so if you're sensitive to you know, the way people talk about other people, celebrities or models or something like that, just deal with it. So yesterday at the end of we recorded our Lazy Geeks podcast, and of course after every show Adam and I kind of just fuck around and just talk and stuff like that, and he introduced me to a new model that I watch on Instagram, because that's pretty much what you're doing. You're either watching you're either going after cosplayers, cat dog videos, and you know, models. Let's be honest. Right. Let's be honest.
Cute things.
Exactly. And so he
interviewed. I was looking real quick. I was looking at a picture. Me and the fellas at work, we were looking at a picture of some model. And my friend, who's a girl, goes, "Oh, just guys objectifying women." And then I was like, "Yeah, you were showing pictures of cats earlier. Stop objectifying fucking cats." I said, "That sounds pretty stupid, doesn't it?" I was like, "Do you know that if we didn't objectify models, they would be unemployed? You know, for pennies a day, you too."
and those of you that are throwing your kids on Instagram, you're objectifying your kids. Stop it already.
No one wants to look at your fucking kids, especially on Instagram. Keep the shit on Facebook.
Right. Or Snapchat. At least they delete. But we were joking around because of Alexis Ren. And while Adam recovers just by me simply saying her name, she looks like she could literally be Gal Gadot's like sister. And it's and when he showed it to me,
like her filthier sister, though, and I mean right. That in the nicest of ways.
Right. And if you've seen those Final Fantasy commercials, the Final Fantasy Online game, she's the spokesperson on that game. And it's
just go to YouTube and put Alexis Ren, and you're welcome
in advance. But we were joking around about, like, you know. For us, the reason we're going to reference women is because we're both heterosexual. So...
Yay, team!
Oh. And so we were talking about, like, you know, when you... Getting with someone that is just, like... That's almost, like, out of this world, like, gorgeous. You know, you look at it, mm-hmm. like, there's no way any normal mortal man... would be able to, you know, get with her. And the same thing with women. You see that guy that just too perfect, you know, and you're just like, there's no way you would ever get there. And we started joking around, and then somehow, oh well, not somehow, it generally happens, we started singing the Enterprise theme. And as we started really kind of talking about the lyrics, we're like, oh my God, that song fits. So like if you're ever with that person that is like completely and utterly out of your league, you just, there's like some divine intervention, like the existence of God was confirmed by you being with that person. If you go with the lyrics, you know what? It kind of works, because I actually pulled up the lyrics right now. And it's like, it's been a long road getting from there to here. it's been a long time, mm-hmm. but my time is finally here.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see my dreams come alive at night. I will touch the sky. And they're not going to hold me down no more. No, they're not going to change my mind. Because I've got faith of the heart. And I'm going where my heart will take me. I've got faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul. No one's going to bend nor break me. I can reach any star because I've got faith. Faith of the heart.
Powerful stuff.
And you think about it and you're thinking, yeah, because once you're romantically involved with that person, and I'm talking, you're fucking this person. Right. That's going to be going through. You're like, I can do anything. I am invincible.
You know? I am the greatest man to ever walk.
Well, I am Superman.
By the way, this is you guys might know about this because it made the rounds on the news circuits. This is the chick that dated this dude. What's his name? Because it so doesn't matter. Jay Alvarez. I think he's a model too. But she said on fucking Twitter, because I guess they broke up and it was an ugly breakup. She said he had a small dick. All these chicks completely fucking just fucking roasting the dude on Twitter. I was like, I don't know if that's youth or she don't give a fuck. You understand what I'm talking about? I just thought that was kind of
dope. Hey, you know what? She's not saying anything that the other chicks don't say.
And the real talk is when that dude breaks up, I don't know who broke up with who. Every dude is going, the fuck's wrong with you? I don't care how crazy she was, how fucking she could have been.
Did she stab you with that knife? That's what I want
to
know.
And even if she did, was it a flesh wound? Like, you really have to fucking balance shit out in your life.
Even if she did stab you with that knife, did you deserve it? I mean, be honest. Did you kind of deserve it? Right.
Were you running that mouth? I mean, listen.
You know, we cool and all, but you know what? You kind of got a mouth problem.
This is definitely the kind of chick that most dudes like. She'd be like, oh, I'm hungry. I'll cook you something right now. Don't even worry about it. I got it.
I got this.
you just rest. You are just work too hard. She's like, but I didn't work today. It's like, you work too hard. Because you're about to work after you eat this meal. Best believe that. Okay.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. So, in any case.
So, little juvenile girly worship.
Right.
Keeps the blood
moving. Because in the end, you know, we're dudes. So that's pretty
cool. Stop the faith of the heart.
All right, so going into our recap episode, so this one here is basically the showdown. What's past this prologue is the showdown between Lorca and Philippa, and the B plot is Discovery trying to find a way home, but end up thinking this is going to be a suicide mission,
right?
So this is the first episode that doesn't have Ash Tyler in it all. It really is just, okay, we need to end this. We're going to wrap up the story. So it opens up with, you know, Lorca doing his speech about how he's come back and, you know, and we find out that he's been away for over a year. And the one cool thing about this episode was it explained how he got there, how he ended up in there. And it was, and this was the little nod to the original series, an ion storm and a beaming accident. Mm-hmm. So now what ends up happening is that apparently he was on a planet where his, you know, he was getting his supporters together. The Emperor's ship comes and he plans to blow it up from orbit. And his ship is in orbit and was going into a battle with the Emperor ship. So while he was attempting to beam back to the ship near an ion, and then it got blown into an ion storm, that's how he made it to the ship in the main universe. So you know, now it kind of goes into perspective of like, well, did the ship actually like get destroyed like in a battle, or did he actually blow it up? Is what I'm, you know, now it's kind of like, how much of what he said was actually true and actually bullshit? But we got, we also got a return of Ellen Landry, played by Rika Sharma, who was killed in what, episode 3? She was that security officer that died in like.
I mean, does it really matter? I mean, these people are coming back like fucking comic book characters at this point.
Well, sci-fi and comics, nobody dies.
Yeah.
And soap operas.
You know where people really die?
Where?
Fantasy.
That's true.
And it's sad. Like, they make it super dramatic.
It's like the 8 endings of Return of the King, you know?
It's like chapters 8 through 9 or the funeral.
Right.
And 10, another character committed suicide out of depression. It's like, fuck. Sounds like a good book.
Right, yes. Exactly. And so what happens is that essentially Lorca releases all of his crew, all of his followers, and they're on the Emperor's ship, so they're going to try to overthrow the Emperor. And he's essentially trying to get Michael on his side, because technically he's trying to go on the weakness that, hey, you know what? You don't belong in that universe. You're just a prisoner in that universe. Come join me, because it won't be creepy.
Right.
What I did like was when Lorca was over there talking about, when he's talking to Michael through the comm, and he's talking about the Federation being a social experiment. You know, it's like trying to make people think that every view is important when it's not, and that only the strong and capable will rise, you know, and take control. And it was kind of cool in that aspect, because you're kind of thinking like, you could see that, but in the same token, you have what the Federation is, an ideal. So yeah, the strong and capable will rise to the occasion to help the Federation along, like Kirk and, you know, Janeway and Picard and all of them. You know, they're the strong and capable. That's how they become the best. And, you know, but they have the same ideals. And then you kind of find out, because at first, when you knew that Lorca was a rebel, you know, was leading a revolution, you
got a cause. Man. Well, he kind of has a cause.
Yeah. But I kind of thought like, oh, he's fighting against the Emperor, not realizing that he was going up against the Emperor because the Emperor wasn't tough enough.
Yeah. He was worse than the Emperor. And that was kind of a crazy. It took me a second. Like, because for a second, I'm like, all right. And we discussed this, I think, last podcast. It's like, so this Lorca, I guess both are good or something. Right. I don't know, because he's trying to overthrow the Emperor, and obviously the Emperor's a bitch, you know. But then, like, throughout this episode, you're starting to realize, okay, yeah, she's a dictator.
Right.
You know, but she's got a moral compass, honor, you know, stuff like that. Lorca ends up, I'm like, wait a minute, this dude's a fucking worse than the bad guy. I'm like, who the fuck am I rooting for?
I know.
Like, I was so confused.
Yeah, because he's like, he goes, you allowed our enemies to find safe haven across the border. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, dude, you're that next level crazy. You know?
It's the difference between, like, a, a Bismarck? Am I going far enough back?
In
German history?
Yeah,
I don't think so. Well, whatever. Bismarck and a Hitler. Okay? You have someone who's like, yeah, he probably did some dirty shit, you know?
Right.
But he had the greater good of his country in mind. And then you have the other one who's just a fucking lunatic.
Or let's do, if that's too far for you're you know, you haven't read a book or anything like that. I would say it's equating to like George W. You know, it's like, okay, you know, he did some things.
That, I see where you're going. Yeah. He made some bad moves.
But it was kind of on the side of like, you know, keeping this country safe. And then you have Trump, who was a complete fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, real quick, there's a cartoon on Showtime called Our Cartoon President.
Yeah.
And I was made aware of it today.
Oh, really?
And I guess it comes out, I think, on the 17th or the 11th. Those two dates are sticking. But if you have the Showtime app, I think you can watch either a preview or the first episode. It just from the image, I laughed. Like, it just looked funny, and I really want to see it. Moving on.
So you realize that, holy shit, Lorca's fucking insane. So, you know, in this episode is basically kind of a cat and mouse game. You know, Philippa is trying to take down Lorca, but, you know, Lorca's kind of playing on, like, he uses Stamets, the mirror Stamets, who actually I thought was kind of funny in this episode. You know, he's hiding from Lorca in that little cloak and shield. And then he's like, yeah, and I came here and, you know, I had, you know, it's his destiny. I'm still not getting past the you're not dead part, you know. And you find out that the reason that he was, his rebellion failed was because Stamets sold him out to the Emperor. And so he's using him to for his technical needs, but he gets rid of him. And so now you have Michael, who eventually gets in contact with Discovery, letting them know that, you know, this Lorca is not the captain. He was, you know, they go, it was the mirror Lorca, and he manipulated everyone to get Discovery back to the mirror universe. And he could use Discovery to, you know, if he gets what he needs, he could use Discovery to get back to their universe and lay waste there too. And it's kind of sucks because you see, like, the air gets sucked out of the room, the way everybody kind of looked, right, of like, fuck, our captain did that, like, you know. And and so it was that kind of, so they set up the plan of,
say, like, it ain't so, Cap.
So, you know, they have that whole plan to try to, they realize that the big, in the middle of the, what's the ship's name? The Charon, or the Charon, is a field that is basically the spore field. And what they figured is it's bigger than the one that Discovery has, because Discovery kind of rides that wave, and the Charon actually pulls power from that. And I like the fact they use this little part as, like, why would somebody, you know, where Saru goes, why would Terrans want to manipulate this if it's going to ruin everything? And then Stamets is like, well, because Terrans probably think that, oh, we'll be able to fix it in time. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of what we do now. You know,
they'll fuck shit up at first, but then we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Or we'll go like, oh, we'll, or the other side of like, oh no, we'll be able to figure it out when you don't have a plan in place, right, you know, because that's how we do things now.
Go in guns blazing, baby. We'll figure it out.
Exactly. You know, you go in, you go in guns blazing, and then you'll work out who was on your side and who wasn't after everybody's dead.
Right.
So, you know, so they basically are coming up with a plan on that. They realize that they need to destroy that, and it could be a one-way mission for Discovery, because they won't, because with the shockwave, it's going to, you know, the shields won't be able to save them from the blast. And it was kind of cool because, you know, everybody's like, he's got everybody in engineering. They realize this is going to be a one-way mission. And then Saru has that really inspirational speech.
It was really good too.
The way he was just like, and coming from him, because, and that's the one thing, like, when we saw Saru from the beginning, he was very, you know, shy, very insecure, like, you know, kind of even in himself wondering if he's going to be able to rise up to be a captain. And as the season progressed, at this point, he has. Like, he's chosen. He's like, I don't believe in a no-win scenario.
He's all of a sudden fucking Kirk and shit, you know.
I mean, he ripped his shirt probably a little excessive, but, you know. And then kissing that one chick, I was like, okay, dude, we get it. You're the Kirk in this episode. We got it, you know.
Yeah.
And then immediately wanted to high five him through the screen. But, you know, it's, and then he started singing, "It's Been a Long Road." I was like, okay, now we're just too far. We've gone too far now.
Or did we not go far enough?
Yes. A point can be made for that.
Right.
But yeah, so, you know, it was like that particular point where he kind of inspired the crew of like, you know, he's like, this isn't Lorca's ship. This is our ship. This is the, what do you call it? He goes, this is the maiden voyage of discovery. I was like, damn, good job there, dude. Like, all right. And I was actually, when I watched this episode twice, and I was noticing, like, I'm starting to notice the second, the background characters, the faces that they make. The comm officer, he had this look of like, you know, okay, I got the signal from the Charon, and it has Burnham's signal on, and he's like, we're getting hailed from the Charon. And then this look that he gave, he's like, it's Captain Lorca. Like this look of like, God damn this motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Lorca. Like, ah, shit. like you know, you accidentally answer that call from the chick you don't want to talk to. It's like, it was that look of like, ah, oh, shit, that bitch found me. God damn it. And so one thing I thought was cool.
This episode too had a kind of an old school feel to it, I think. I don't know, for me, it was very like a, not in a bad way, but a, ha, motherfucker, I got you. You know, yeah, that kind of shit going on.
Yeah, though, they finally got one up on you. One thing I thought was funny, well, actually not funny. One thing I thought was cool was the two fight scenes they had. The one where Michael escaped from Philippa's custody, and then when Philippa and Michael were taking out all of Lorca and Lorca's crew. Her fucking blind kick and shit. I was expecting like, holy shit, Jackie Chan just popped out. Like,
that was some Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon shit.
Racist, probably accurate. Yes. It was, but yeah, you know, like you, it, and it was cool because I was looking at this fight scene and I was like, I don't see anybody using an open palm, you know? You know, like you saw like with Riker and everybody in the new ones, there's always that open palm hit, you know? This was actually,
that would have been the best, or like a slow roll.
Right. But yeah, it was like they had a really good fight scene. Of course, you know, Michael and Philippa are like badass in the whole thing. And then Michael, I love how Michael like stops Lorca. And then he's like, you know, he goes to this whole thing like, you know, he's talking about destiny. And she's like, she's not going to kill him because she's Starfleet. And then she's like, I'm not going to take your life. And then fucking Philippa sends that knife right through his back into his chest.
It's like, well, I'm going to do it, motherfucker.
But I will, bitch. And then they throw him into that sphere. So, you know, in the episode, they figure out a way to try to ride the wave to regenerate the spore field in the Discovery, which was going to allow them to go to warp speed. And then when they use the wave to kind of regenerate, and then they do a black alert.
Yeah,
I'm still uncomfortable black with that. Alert. I'm still uncomfortable with that.
That would give me a chill every time I heard it on the ship. I'm like, oh fuck.
it's like going, are we sure we're conveying the right message? You know, on here by going right. Going
black. Listen, this is a sensitive time.
Yeah,
you know, and but black alert also means something. Is cool's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You might die. But it's something cool.
Right. Right.
It's a lot, there's a lot going on the analogy here.
So they manage to replenish their field. They go right into a jump, and then they land wherever they're supposed to land. And eventually they figure out they're in their right quantum universe. And where they're supposed to be. So they send a message to Starfleet. Nothing comes back. Not even an automated message. They're like, well, you know, what the hell's going on? Saru asks for an update on the tactical map to see where the war's gone. Because they missed their mark by 9 months. Meaning they jumped 9 months ahead of where they were.
Right.
When they left. And you find out that the Klingons are winning the war. Or won the war. And then you get a dun dun dun, dun dun dun, dun. So,
yeah, it was kind of cool. It was a cool little effect when the he calls for the like the battle map or strategy map to be updated, and you just see and it's all turning red, and you're like, oh fuck.
It was like watching a Windows update.
Right. And then it crashed because that fucking shit was no joke.
Well, what happened was it kept going restarting. You know, do not turn off power. Adam actually mentioned this last week. He's like, why the fuck? Because he had to reinstall Windows. And he's like, why the fuck do I have to restart like every time there's an update? Like, it's 2018.
It bugs me.
It's 2018.
Like, I installed, so I got Windows back on my computer and stuff, but for a short time I was on Linux until I could get things sorted out. And I install Linux, okay? I install the operating system, then an restart. Okay, now it's up and running. Then I installed all updates at once, a single restart. Okay. And that was a suggested restart. And I was like, yeah, why not? And then I do have to restart when I install my graphics card.
Yeah.
Good to go. After that, completely, the system's running perfectly. With Windows, I installed my audio driver, restart. Keyboard driver, restart. Graphics card, restart. A fucking random security patch, restart. Steam, restart. You know what I mean? It just, it gets ridiculous.
Facebook, restart.
Right.
Like, God damn it.
I log into YouTube, restart. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Pornhub, restart. Well, okay,
well,
come on.
That, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because Pornhub's a little questionable.
But yeah, so that's the episode, really. Given the fact of, you know, with the whole thing with, you know, with the mirror universe, I know your big letdown was not seeing Defiant.
I kind of felt that it wasn't going to happen, though.
But you held into your heart.
I did. I was like,
'cause you got faith.
Of the heart. I know when my heart can take me. I got faith. I started singing that at work. No one fucking knows what
I'm
talking about.
Don't you hate that? Don't you hate that?
Y'all are a bunch of fucking useless assholes. I hate all of you individually and as a group.
Right. Individually and as a group. That's why.
You pieces of shit. Have a nice day.
Right.
And everybody's like, tip your waitress.
Everybody's like, why the hell is he so pissed off? You fucking know.
You fucking know. You know. Piece of shit. Start crying.
Right. So, what did you think of this story arc?
You know, I thought it was fun. It was it? This is why I thought it was fun. Star Trek Discovery has been very serious, which I'm not saying is bad, but it's been very serious. This one also had that serious tone, but especially in this episode, it got more fun. You know what I mean? Like, there was more action adventure stuff going on, big fight scenes and fucking kung fu out of nowhere. and just everyone's using ray guns that fucking vaporize people. Like, right. I was like, oh shit. Like, this is
in
some
the background,
old school Star
Trek. In the background, you saw Frodo and Sam go by. You know,
I was like, what the fuck? Like, where's the ring at? You know what I mean? Like,
it's like
I was
crossing
tripping.
The streams everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like, the Ghostbusters showed up and they were fucking spraying that blue robot chick for some reason. I don't even know what was going on. Okay. But it was really fun. It was fun to watch. I am completely satisfied with this show. Like, I know that it has a different feel, different vibe than Star Trek from before. It's more of a quote unquote modern take on the mythos, but I'm good with it. And they're really fitting it into the current myth, the current canon, right, quite well. You know, so visually, of course, no. But I mean, we got to look away with stuff like that too, because this takes place around the same time as the original series. The original series came out in the 60s. I don't want to watch a bunch of cardboard fucking props. Right. Nobody does. If they recreated that, I'm like, what are you doing? But I do want to see a ship that we've seen before and right, see that modern take, because that'd be kind of dope. Because the ships right now look sexy as fuck. The Bridge of Discovery,
yeah,
has to be one of my favorite Star Trek bridges. And that's saying a lot. Yeah. It's just gorgeous. Like the fucking huge ass view screen.
Well, I love the huge ass view screens. I love the fact that it's not polished silver like the Abrams one, but there's a lot of dark to it. There's a lot of bright, but it's countered with a lot of, you know, like dark corners and dark panels, and you know, it to me it has a good balance.
Right.
Because it doesn't look like an Apple store, you know?
No, it doesn't look like an Apple store. And should it?
No.
Find out on our Patreon as we discuss this in greater detail.
In the middle of while we're bitching about each other to each other, you know? To me, this series, I think I mentioned on last week's episode how I feel that people that left the show didn't get the payoff that they were expecting. Right. This series, while the rest of the previous run of the series kind of felt like it was setting up stuff, like it was doing like trying to be a traditional Trek. Some episodes hit, some episodes didn't. That's where you kind of felt that they were kind of doing a setup for stuff, bottle shows, things like that. But these three episodes were adventure episodes, is what I think is what I'm looking for. I kind of felt that these were the adventure portion of Star Trek. That those episodes that you kind of that the stakes seem kind of high, but you already know that, you know, come on, they're gonna make it, or you know, most of them are gonna make it, or what have you, but. You know, but it was fun to watch the mirror universe, everybody's counterparts, you know, all that stuff. And then seeing, you know, Philippa back again was nice. So, you know, I thought this was great, because if you had been sticking out with it for this long, it wraps up the bulk of the season right there. You're like, oh, shit, he was all along. And, you know, this whole thing. So, you know, it wasn't really, you know, like it was all kind of leading to this. But then if you go and look back, you could kind of see some of the stuff that was indicated already early on that it was
right.
That was going to happen. So I thought it was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed these last three episodes. Would I have liked to seen the Defiant? Yeah, probably. But that's just the nerd in me, you know, that just wants.
It's just the G in you. Okay. I mean, we all wanted to see it.
Right.
But as it progressed, I had a feeling, one, is it important that we see it to the story? No. It would have just been fan service.
Yeah.
And that would have been some expensive fucking fan service. You know, so I get it. You know, I get it. I guess. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, nice. Yeah. So next week when we come back, it will be, the Federation is losing the war, and they might have to turn to Captain Philippa to find a way to win the war, because, as according to Sarek, Federation tactics haven't worked.
So, yeah, because they charge into the fight, and then they go, hey, let's talk.
Right.
That's not what the Klingons want to do. They want to throw the fuck down. You understand what I'm talking about? Throw the fuck down.
Thanks for tuning in. If you like what I'm doing, you have two ways to help out. One, you can make a one-time donation to make this show self-sustaining, or simply feed my pets, either through PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo. Check the show notes for details and links. Or two, you can share us on social media or review us on Apple Podcasts. This will make the algorithm gods promote our show to an unsuspecting public. You can also stalk me on Facebook, facebook.com/thelazygeeks1010. On all our other socials, Instagram, Twitter, Blue Sky, Threads, and TikTok, @TheLazyGeeks. If you're old school, email me at themailbag@thelazygeeks.com. And if you want to read some news, blogs, or some of my other podcast content, check out the blog at thelazygeeks.com. So that's it for me this week. So until next time, 2 to beam up.